This is the Columbia Broadcasting
Company.
Picture of all those Americans with whom I was talking.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific night, ladies and gentlemen.
The Radio Century from Minnesota Public Radio.
During the last 24 hours, it has become quite clear that the British at sea and in the air are attempting to smash Germany's invasion preparations.
The voice you just heard was Edward R. Murrow. If you're of a certain age, you knew that before I said it. But if you're under 30, you may well be hearing him for the first time. Like Socrates taught Plato, who taught Aristotle, Murrow taught Cronkite, who taught Rather, Jennings, Brokaw, Amanpour, and Pajoli. Murrow made his mark during World War II in nightly reports from London. Let's listen to one from August of 1940.
This is London, still standing where it did. And the ordeal by fire and bomb is continuing tonight. And a warning sounded more than 2 hours ago. And immediately the heavy anti-aircraft barrage came into action. The big barrage, which we saw for the first time last night, and which we were told was based on a new method of prediction. Tonight, the flash of the guns poured down the dark streets, but most of the bursts were above the clouds, looking like sparks burning on a gray blanket. It's still too early to give you any indication of the strength or success of tonight's bombing, but so far it does not appear to be very heavy. We'll hope to give some information of the progress of the attack at about 10:30 New York time tonight.
In many ways, Murrow becomes kind of the John the Baptist crying in the wilderness for the new profession of broadcast journalism.
Media historian Bob Thompson. He says Murrow broke ground with his much-imitated, casual, yet authoritative style, but he also took one of the filters off the news.
Murrow not only was able to begin to make the transition that war could be brought in a much more visceral sense to us with audio as well as the printed word, he also brought the war into the living room itself. You know, people talk about Vietnam being the living room war because it was played a lot on television. Edward R. Murrow, to an extent, made portions of World War II a living room war by bringing it to us through the radio. Used to be you'd go out on the street if you lived in a big enough city, and a newsboy would be crying extra, extra, and you'd get the news after it had been translated through a whole number of journalistic processes. Here, we're in fact hearing it, in this case, unfold as it's happening. This, of course, starts yet another precedent that we continue to deal with today, which is the idea that we, in many cases, are getting the information that's happening at the very same time journalists are getting them, and in many ways, that bypasses the subtle, measured, nuanced interpretation that, of course, a story would have gone through when a journalist was writing it for a newspaper.
Media historian Bob Thompson, walking us through our radio century. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.